So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
Hello, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and I'm the host of the Crude Life Media Network and podcast. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to The Crude Life, a place for expert interviews, full-length features, and specialty programs. And it is all thanks to our fine sponsors. Be loyal to our sponsors. They keep the program free and literally keep our lights on.
So here's to watching the clocks of our grandfathers, and here's to stopping and picking flowers, and here's to not letting this moment pass you by.
Hi, Julia O'Gean with Meridian Energy Group. I'm the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Strategy.
Well, let's start off with your background a little bit, kind of what your department does and why or how it is you're part of the team over there.
I have over 25 years of trading and marketing in all commodity space. That would be natural gas and power and refined products and crude oil. In my department, marketing and strategy, we are basically the revenue side of the equation. We are in charge of managing all of the assets, so basically purchasing all of the crude that's the input side of our refinery, and then selling out all of the refined products, which is kind of consists of gasoline, jet, diesel, and some LPGs. And so basically the most important job that we really have is that we want to make sure that we lower commodity risk and price risk along with the crack spreads that come out with the refinery. So my group will be responsible for managing that, and we'll manage that through spread option modeling, and then we will have, that'll be my front office group, my trading group. My traders will manage that, and then the schedulers will be doing all of the scheduling of the crude coming into the plant, and then the refined products leaving, so all of the logistics work. And from there, we have a mid-office. The mid-office is responsible for managing the control side of the business to make sure that we're reporting correctly to all of our regulatory agencies, making sure that we're managing our model correctly on looking at price commodities and reporting price correctly into the industry. So they have a really compliance control type strategy in my mid-office and my risk management group. And my back office is the settlements group. They're actually the individuals that will be invoicing and doing all of our accounts payables and receivables into the company. And so that's pretty much it. We're made of three groups: front office, mid office, and back office.
You mentioned diesel, jet fuel, a few products that you guys are going to be putting out there. When the Davis refinery is at full capacity, how many different products will you guys be putting out of that refinery?
We will have a nice complex slate of products. We will have gasoline, we'll have jet fuel, and we'll have diesel 1 and 2. And so really the refinery is really structured so that we can meet the seasonality of the North Dakota market and basically be able to do everything economically. So basically what we're going to be doing is in the winter, Davis will be producing diesel number 1. And as you can see, what currently is happening in the market right now, when you have 16 days of extremely cold weather, you know, you constantly see shortages in the market for diesel 1. And Davis is going to come in and fill these gaps and create more equilibrium into the market so that, you know, we don't have these rough winters that, you know, the industry in North Dakota will have plenty of diesel to supply throughout these, you know, and you never know how long the winters are going to last in North Dakota. And that's the beauty of this refinery, is that we're going to have the flexibility to manage that throughout the winter. And then in the spring, summer, and fall, we'll produce diesel 2 and jet fuel also during the spring and summer time. Whichever is more economical is how we're going to look at it. We will run the refinery very economically and what makes sense to meet our demand within the region, and then we'll produce gasoline all year. So we have a pretty full complex slate, which just helps basically the state of North Dakota with all their seasonality.
And you did touch on this a little bit about the different cold weather and some of those things, but you know, obviously in North Dakota, we're an ag state, and those farmers go through quite a bit of diesel as well. It sounds to me like you guys have looked into the local market, especially how it's not uncommon for North Dakota to have shortages of diesel. Oftentimes the governor comes out and makes, you know, ration comments from time to time. You guys have obviously looked into that. Do you have any further thoughts on the supplying the local marketplace with diesel?
Well, I tell you what's great about North Dakota, and that's the people and your local markets. I have spent the past 6 months there meeting quite a few of your distributors and individuals in North Dakota, which has been such a pleasure. Very honest and hardworking individuals, and this is a concern. This is a concern for all of them. So, you know, our plan at Davis is to have long-term relationships with the individuals in North Dakota and help manage that. You know, these shortage of diesel during the winter that seems to be common, that happens quite a bit. And so, yes, we've done quite a few analysis on that and making sure in the design stage of our plant that we're going to be able to meet the needs of the individuals, the locals in North Dakota. And that's pretty, and that's really what we're designed to do. We're designed there to help the local North Dakota market. And that's where we're building all of our relationships to help manage some of the shortages that we're seeing currently.
So from your office and in your department and your manage point, just kind of your final thoughts on how you see this Davis refinery being implemented over the next year and a half, 2 years into the Bakken?
You know, we are right on track. We're doing really well. We're in the middle of finishing up our design stage. Construction should start next spring, and we're looking to have the refinery up and running in the spring of 2018. And during this next year, we're going to be, again, in North Dakota, heavy presence. We're going to be moving our corporate headquarters there and spending a lot of time with the locals and making sure that we have all the logistics put in place, all of the contracts put in place, and so that we're helping with the, and we know your ag is one of your largest industrial markets there, and so we're very much focused on helping with the diesel demand in that area, and I think we have positioned ourselves just right to come in and be a part of the state of North Dakota.
That holds us laughing, and here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.